five-man vocal group based in Detroit. At number nine this week, moving up to the Dramatics in the Rain. Here's a letter from Maryland with a really tough question. It says, Dear Casey, what was the most controversial song ever to become a hit? Well, how do you pick from among songs about insanity, Vietnam atrocities, suicide, and cannibalism? Details in 15 minutes.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Dropping three this week to number seven, Paul Simon, Mother and Child Reunion. This is Casey Kasem on American Top 40. And now let's answer that letter about controversial hit songs. It's from Vic and Mary Schmidt, who live just outside of Washington, D.C. in Silver Spring, Maryland. Well, the AT40 staff couldn't agree at all on just one song being the most controversial. In fact, we ended up with a list of seven. Back in the 40s, a hit called Gloomy Sunday supposedly caused a man to take its suggestion and commit suicide, and most stations quit playing it. In 61, the Everlys had a top 10 hit called Ebony Eyes that had to do with a fatal plane crash at a time when there actually were a lot of aircraft accidents. Then Barry McGuire started the socio-political style of controversy in 1965 with Eve of Destruction. In 66, a lot of criticism came down on a song called They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha, because of the way it dealt with mental illness. Then in 1969, Jose Feliciano caused a flap with his version of the Star-Spangled Banner. Last year, two hits qualified as controversial. Timothy by the Boys was about human cannibalism, and the battle hymn of Lieutenant Kelly needs no explanation. It didn't get airplay in much of the nation, but it was a certified million seller. And that's the story of controversial hits. Take your pick, Vic and Mary, and thanks for your letter. Now on with the countdown.